Dr. Kapinski dictating a mail IME on March 11 regarding Arthur, I'm sorry, Charles DiMaddio, D-I, capital M-I-D-I-O. Charles DiMaddio is a 66-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Period. The first occurred on 5/25/21. Period. He was driving an articulated dump truck on the beach when it hit a hole. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his left ribs, comma, hip, knee, elbow, and had a cut on his face. Period. He did go to Cape Regional Emergency Room the same day. Period. He understands his final diagnosis to be 4 broken ribs, as well as injuries to the left hip and knee. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He also alleges occupational injuries to his neck and back, running from 1/19/21 through 5/25/21. Period. He only started working for the insured in February 2021 and ended on 5/25/21. Period. And put this in bold, this obviously speaks to a very short period of time in what seems to be no more than a light to medium physical demand position. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, he alleges on 5/25/21, the truck dropped in a sand hole, causing injuries to his ribs, left hip, and left knee. Period. His other claim petition alleges occupational injuries to his neck and back from repetitive bending, lifting, pushing, carrying, twisting, standing, and all job duties as a driver from 1/19/21 through 5/25/21. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he was attended to by EMS on 5/25/21. Period. They found him sitting in the operator's seat of his construction vehicle. Period. He stated he hit a hole that was covered with water and he was thrashed about within the vehicle. Period. While doing so, he sustained a left-sided rib injury when impacted the door, but he also slammed his head against the window, causing it to shatter. Period. He did not sustain any major injury to his head and had no loss of consciousness. Period. He was then transported to the emergency room. Period. Period. He underwent several diagnostic studies to be inserted here. Period. He also underwent various laboratory studies. Period. He then was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by physician assistant Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, at Atlantic Care on 5/27/21. Period. He complained of fracturing 8 to 12 ribs, comma, left knee pain, comma, right side of his nose, comma, scalp, comma, and left elbow abrasions. Period. History was remarkable for hypertension, comma, elevated cholesterol, comma, depression, comma, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, comma, a worker's comp injury to the right foot and ankle with a foot fracture and ankle sprain, treated surgically in 2018. Period. His diagnoses mirrored those about which he complained. Period. Namely, multiple fractures of the left ribs, comma, facial contusion, comma, back contusion, comma, elbow contusion, comma, laceration of left elbow, comma, abrasion and contusion of the left knee. Period. He was referred to a pulmonologist for his multiple rib fractures. Period. followed up with Mr. Godfrey on 6/3/21 when it was again elicited that he was wearing a lap seatbelt at the time of this accident. Period. He was last seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 6/18/21. Period. He was advised not to work and again was referred to a pulmonologist and additionally to an orthopedist. Per the paragraph on 6/30/21, he was seen by pulmonary specialist Dr. Upendra, U-P-E-N-D-R-A, period. He reported four left rib fractures after an accident at work, period. Upon exam, pulmonary effort was normal and he was in no respiratory distress, pretty normal breath sounds, and no chest wall tenderness, period. His musculoskeletal and neurologic examinations were also normal. Period. His physician diagnosed multiple closed fractures on the left side with a history of obstructive sleep apnea and CPAP. Period. He wanted the petitioner to remain off work until October 1 to let his ribs heal. Period. No other further work that or follow-up was needed unless his pain became intolerable at the end of September. Period. He still had CPAP managed by his primary pulmonologist. Period. New paragraph. Orthopedic consultation was performed by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, on 7/28/21. Period. This was follow-up for his left hip, stating he felt better overall. Period. He was walking without a limp or a lurch. Period. Range of motion was excellent. Period. There was no splinting during deep inhalation. Period. With regard to his musculoskeletal injuries, Dr. Barrett released him to full duty. Period. However, he was going to continue follow-up with a pulmonologist and was under the care of a, quote, alternative provider, end quote, as well. Period. Dr. Barrett deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. The petitioner returned on 9/1/21 with some residual chest wall pain following his rib fractures. Period. X-rays were done in the office showing fractures in the posterior lower rib levels. Period. Fracture lines were seen. Period. They discussed further options and they agreed for him to undergo a functional capacity evaluation. Period. The final visit with Dr. Barrett was on 9/24/21. Period. He referenced the FCE that showed 100% consistent effort throughout the exam, but he was determined to be able to return to work at a medium physical demand category. Period. The itemized components of the exam showed essentially lifting comma, squatting comma, and pushing to be 25 pounds in all planes. Period. The material handling abilities were 25 pounds in all orientations, with the exception of bilateral shoulder lifting limited to 20 pounds. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. He was discharged with these ongoing limitations that may or may not comport or be less than his job requirements. Period. Physical exam. Lungs, torso. It was mild tenderness, palpation about the left ribs and the mid-axillary line. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities. Upper, there was swelling of the right wrist. He attributed to a fracture as a child. Period. His hands felt cold. Period. Most of the right wrist was 50 degrees of flexion and 55 degrees of extension, but was otherwise full. Paired motion of the left wrist, both shoulders, elbows, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower, normal, hips and pelvis, normal, cervical, normal, thoracic. There was a posterior midline longitudinal scar that he attributed to recent excision of a lesion. Period. This measured 1 inch longitudinally and 3/4 inch transversely in an elliptical distribution. Period. Lumbar spine. Right side bending caused tenderness in his left ribs, but no low back or radicular complaints. Paired left side bending, bilateral rotation, extension, and flexion were full without discomfort. Period. Impressions. On 119, scratch that. On 525-21, Charles DiMedio was the restrained operator of a vehicle on the beach that went into a hole 3 feet deep. Appeared he reportedly was jostled about within the cabin, but did not experience loss of consciousness. Appeared he was taken by EMS to the emergency room where he underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Appeared these were negative for any significant abnormalities to the head, comma, facial bones, comma, or cervical spine. In the paragraph, he then followed up at Occupational Health, who initiated him on conservative care. Period. Pulmonary consultation was performed by Dr. Upendra on 6/30/21. Period. He concluded the petitioner did not require any further treatment, but was going to follow up with his primary pulmonologist for underlying obstructive sleep apnea. But he also saw Dr. Barrett for several weeks, between 7/28/21 and 9/24/21, period. He participated in a functional capacity evaluation that determined he could work in the medium physical demand category. Period. Insert the usual neat paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back, particularly as this relates to his alleged occupational exposures. Period. Regarding the acute injury of 5/25/21, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left hip or ankle. Period. In terms of his ribs, these have essentially healed on a clinical basis. Period. Accordingly, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the torso or ribs. Period. This is also the case with regard to his lungs. Period. End.